This is what we want. We want to be made your manufacture for our decade. Saying worldly and clever and honest we are. We'll prove it with reference to our last seminar. We dance and we sing of our love when I'm in. And the boys and the times and the points and the shots. The boy said so, it feels fine to me. We sing and we dance and make eyes at their heads. A photograph taken to make us look dead. They dance and they sing.
Well said. Hello, you're listening to the Too Much Rock podcast. My name is Sid Souter. Welcome to the show. We started things off this week with the Indelicates with the song Our Daughters Will Never Be Free. That came out just a few days ago, April 14th, on Weekender Records in the UK. The album's called American Demo, by the way. Kind of a jab there at the UK indie industry. The band features Julia Clark-Lowes, who was in the Pipettes but quit early on, and Simon Clayton. And it's a fantastic album. I suggest hunting it down, even at those exorbitant import prices. I've got a short podcast this week because I just didn't get that much new music. Shocking as that sounds. So coming up next, I've got Islands.
Just how you were true. And falling, falling. frothing at the mouth, stabbed in the face, glass in my guts, crash past in the passenger side. You were drunk.
Not be able to give you a long podcast this week, but I can definitely give you a good one. You'll have to agree that song there is a winner. That song is by Tokyo Police Club. The song Your English Is Good off the band's new album Elephant Shell that came out on April 22nd on Saddle Creek Records, a band out of Toronto there. I caught them a few months ago at Shoebiz in Chicago and loved the song then, and I'm very happy to hear it sounding so good on the album. Before that, another Canadian act, Islands from Montreal, with a song title, oh, J'aime vous va quitter. I hope my French is good there and I won't get any hate letters from Francophiles. I'm just jealous, you know. The album is Arms Way that comes out on Anti Records on May 20th, so watch for that coming out soon. Coming up next, some more unreleased music. This is by Lady Tron, the song Ghosts. Took you back all sorts of ways on that one, didn't I? That was Donovan's Hurdy-Gurdy Man, performed by Brixie Smith off the Donovan tribute album Island of Circles. Came out on Network Records back in the summer of 1992. I remember playing the hell out of it when I was at WQAX. Let's hear it from the other Quacks alumni. Yeah, if I had cricket effects, I'd put them in there. Before that, we heard Ladytron with the song Ghosts off the band's forthcoming album, Velocifero. Network will release that one in June of this year, so 16 years later, and together on the podcast. Quite coincidental, I might add. Ladytron toured through here a couple weeks ago. I missed the show, or just didn't think I wanted to attend, but after hearing this new album, it's my favorite work of theirs yet, and I kind of wish I would have seen them live, so I give the album a definite thumbs up, my favorite, whatever that means, and whatever that means kind of, well, that's the Too Much Rock podcast. Whatever I get each week, I listen to, and I play it for you. If it's good, it's good, it's bad, but whatever, we hear it together. This week there are 6 songs on the podcast because I got 6 new CDs this week, and that's all there is. Seems like a lot for most people, but it's kind of on the low side for me, so it's a shorter podcast than usual. For more information on the Too Much Rock podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things off this week with the Maytals, with the song I'll Never Grow Old, which is the title track of the band's first CD, released in 1964. I've got a 1999 or 95, I think, reissue on Heartbeat Records that I picked up this week in honor of the band coming to town this week. Friday, the band will be playing at Wild Hair. Unfortunately, I will not be there because, one, it's $32, and two, the same night's as the Agrolites, which are much closer to home as well. So that's where I'll be Friday. And then Saturday, I think I'm going to be at Peter Morin and Tobias Froberg at Shuba's. And then a couple days later at Northern State, back at Shuba's again. So I've got a number of shows coming up here. Hoping to see you out. We're going to end things off now here. This is the Maytals with I'll Never Grow Old.